Here's how I generate track ideas within 10 minutes and build them into a full arrangement. That moment when the bass hits, to me personally, is the most inspiring part of the track. You see any clips of DJs playing live, that moment is the one that everyone goes nuts over. So I like putting this in my project while I'm generating ideas so then I can feel that moment while I'm making my project.
I call this the A-B method. You're gonna first start out your project by creating some sort of drum loop. You're gonna arrange it with two different sections. You're gonna have an initial 8 bars and a following 8 bars where you're gonna add one extra element that makes this A section different from this B section. Next, I'm gonna add my bass channel. For this example, I'm just gonna grab the stock Jupo bass out of Ableton. Then I'm gonna group my kick and bass together. And on that group, I'm gonna add an auto filter. All I'm doing with this auto filter is I'm cutting out the lows for this A section, automating it to turn off this effect on the B section. So now what I'm gonna do to generate these ideas, in a separate MIDI channel, I'm gonna load up Sting 64, followed by a pitch and a scale. Then I start generating new patterns with Sting until I find something that I'm happy with. I'm constantly going back and referencing this like live moment, see if it really hits the same. Now you can start getting inspired and add more things to this B section. Try adding samples, vocals, other synth elements that add to the bass line. Here's some things I did in like 5 minutes.
These additions can be as complex as you want them to be. I find like 4 or 5 different things that I want to eventually add. I'm going to add them all into this B section.
Once you have that down, now it's the question of transitioning from A to B. How do you want to do that? Because in the way that I like to arrange house music tracks is that every 8 bars, something is changing. Like removing the kick. And then maybe we add some sort of effect as well. Or maybe we add reverb to the A section and take it away for the B section. Something that's going to let the audience know that things are going to change. Once I have enough things that I want to add into that B section, I arrange my track completely. And I progressively add these things each 8 bars.
Kind of like how we were doing with the beginning, with it was A, B, but now it's A, B, C, D. Each of these is going to be slightly different from the next. Try and make this process as quick as possible so you stay excited about what you're making. And by that 10-15 minute mark, you should get an idea of, you know, if this is something you want to continue working on. If you want to generate ideas quickly, try this method. I live and die by this.